This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, welcome to the Daily Show. My name is Jon Stewart. Unbelievable show. They're already exhausted from the open. By the way, how was your weekend? My weekend was...
Breaking at this moment, Israel under fire from Iran.
It's just raining rockets with those sirens blaring out.
We do effectively have World War III in progress.
Oh, no! Not World War III! I'm still writing Iraq War on all my checks. But yes! The skies above Israel were lit up like a, I want to say Christmas tree, but that's probably not. For that area. Menorah. It's the moment society has dreaded since the armistice of 1945, finally upon us. As Einstein said, he doesn't know what weapons World War III will be fought with, but he knows the next ones will be fought with sticks and stones. This is Jon Stewart signing off. May God bless us and everyone. And let future civilizations know that we could not overcome our fatal nature.
In the end, there was almost no damage, as Israel, the U.S., and other allies shot down 99% of Iran's missiles and drones.
Huh. It wasn't World War III. I certainly regret doing this. Oh, boy. Moment of panic and, I guess, sort of a primitive instinct, but... Is that me? Did I... Art Garfunkel? No. But kudos to the United States and to Israel. It shows just how effective a military defense system can be when you funnel American dollars away from healthcare and education. It really helps to build. And the best part is, we did it with no help. The two amigos, surrounded by hostile Arab nations, united in their zeal to destroy Israel.
Jordan's Air Force also intercepted and shot down dozens of drones that violated its airspace and were on their way to Israel.
And we've now learned that Saudi Arabia and the UAE provided real-time intelligence that helped track the incoming missiles.
What are the teams of these f***ing wars? Well, I don't even know the teams anymore. The Arab countries are helping Israel. I don't know what the teams are. We need to sort this out with jerseys or something. Because Iran could attack at any moment.
In a statement, Iran said it now considers the matter concluded.
Hey, did you hear that? We're good. We're good. We don't... By the way, he was delicious. Really? That's what got you? Anyway, we're gonna be okay.
Israel has vowed it will respond to Iran.
No!
All right, can I have a word with you, Middle East? Over here. Ah, shalom aleichem. Trying to cover all bases. Listen, I hope this doesn't sound patronizing, but when we in the West drew your region's borders and set you up with perfectly functioning dictatorships, we expected a little better. See, the agreement was we would make up a whole new bunch of countries, some of which made sense, and in return, you would give us your delicious oil. That was the deal. You give us your delicious oil, and we take it. We certainly didn't expect to get drawn into all the drama that our actions created. And now, these wars have got us all turned around. At one point, we're helping Iraq fight Iran, and then we're invading Iraq, and now we're helping Iran fight ISIS, and then we're using ISIS to help fight Houthis that are backed by Iran. I mean, you know, in Gaza, we're actually bombing them and feeding them. How do you think that makes us feel? Oh, did you have a nice sandwich? Run! Oh, and apparently now there's two kinds of Islam? I mean, you could have told us that before we got into this. As I said earlier, arbitrarily gerrymandered your homeland, so do better. Keep that oil coming. And by the way, we got enough trouble keeping track of our own wars. Like this weekend, our former president and illustrious historian, Donald J. Trump, spoke near one of America's most hallowed battlefields. And if you thought Lincoln consecrated Gettysburg with his soaring rhetoric, well, buckle up.
Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was. The Battle of Gettysburg, what an unbelievable, I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country. Gettysburg, wow.
That is plagiarized almost directly from my seventh grade book report, Gettysburg, Wow. I did not. Well, is that even my name? It was vicious and horrible and beautiful. Is he talking about a Civil War battle or a horse giving birth? Like, it was bloody, but it's life. Now, obviously, I'm not a Civil War buff, like. But unlike me, he even knows all the famous quotes.
I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that? No longer in favor. Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill. They were fighting uphill. He said, wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general. And they were fighting. Never fight uphill, me boys.
It is true. The North did have the higher ground, but I'm pretty sure that Robert E. Lee was not a leprechaun. Ah, I never fight uphill, me boys. That's not how to take back the North's pot of gold. You can't be fighting uphill, me boys. Also, minor point, but I'm pretty sure Robert E. Lee would not have told them never fight uphill, since he's the one who told them to fight uphill. He wasn't like, you know, there they go up the hill. Oh, I'm going to be so mad if they do that. They go up the hill. It was Longstreet actually told him don't go up the hill. But Robert E. Lee said, anybody's will do what they want. Although, to be fair to former President Donald Trump. He does have a lot on his mind right now.
Now to breaking news. The first ever criminal trial involving a former president will soon get underway.
Oh, my God, Donald, don't run up that hill, me boy. Stay down. Stay down the hill, me boy. Stay down. Yes, after years of anticipation, the first criminal trial of a former president has begun. And by all accounts, it is absolutely riveting.
40 minutes ago, you wrote an observation that I was very surprised. Trump appears to be sleeping. His head keeps dropping down and his mouth goes slack. Tell us about that.
Well, Jake, he appeared to be asleep.
Hey, Jake. What part of head down, eyes closed, drool coming of his mouth do you not f-ing get over here? He's snoring. He's doing the hong shu. He's doing the me, 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 me. There's a piece of paper going up and down and up and down in his mouth. He's asleep. Imagine committing so many crimes, you get bored at your own trial. Move on to the good stuff. Now, in case you've lost track, this is the trial where Trump allegedly paid hush money to an adult film star that he slept with and then allegedly falsified business records to cover it up, or as Trump would put it.
This is political persecution. This is a persecution like never before. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here.
Well, it's true. Trump is always very proud to be part of any assault on America. Look, even if... Oh. Yes, Mr. Stewart, we agree. Look, even if the prosecution's a bit of a stretch, it's not persecution. The guy's not Nelson Mandela or Jesus.
I don't mind being Nelson Mandela because I'm doing it for a reason.
Trump also shared two articles that compared him to Jesus Christ. One was titled, quote, The Crucifixion of Donald Trump.
I don't let him crucify him, me boy. We had full team coverage down at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan today, here with an update on which martyr Trump more resembles, Jesus or Nelson Mandela. It's Ronnie Chang and Desi Leidick. I'm going to start with Ronnie Chang. Jesus or Mandela?
Clearly Mandela, all right? Both are two heroes unjustly persecuted by a corrupt legal system. And as Mandela often said, and I quote, this is a witch hunt hoax. I've never even met Horseface.
I totally disagree, Ronnie. Jesus Christ. He's obviously Jesus Christ. It's right there in the New Testament, or in its sequel, The Art of the Deal. Chapter 10, verse 8, and lo, he evicted the rent-controlled tenants, and it was good, and tremendous, and vicious, and beautiful. Jesus, wow.
All right. Hang on. Just think about this for a second, okay? Trump and Mandela, they both had three wives. Yeah? Jesus didn't even have a serious girlfriend, okay? The guy had no riz.
I don't think riz is an appropriate... Anyway, Mandela was in prison for 27 years, Ronnie, so it's...
Yes, but if you add up all the prison sentences Trump got for other people from January 6th and his campaign and his business, it's way more than 27 years, okay? Trump is like 10 Nelson Mandelas.
No, Ronnie, Trump is Jesus. They both have a ton of buildings with their names on them, filled with portraits of themselves to be worshipped. And they both sold sneakers, gold sneakers.
Hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt. Oh. This is ridiculous, okay?
Josh Johnson, everybody. Also down on the floor. Josh. What?
Trump is not Mandela or Jesus, okay? We all know that Donald Trump is OJ.
I don't think that. Did you say OJ?
Yeah, John. OJ, Trump. They were both iconic celebrities in the 80s. Plus, Donald J. Trump. Is the J for juice? Probably. But most importantly, their obvious guilt didn't deter their loyal fans who either think they're innocent or don't care they're guilty.
Jesus had loyal fans.
Not like this.
So if he's OJ, you're saying that whether or not Trump slept with Stormy Daniels or paid Stormy Daniels hush money, it's not going to matter. He's walking away a free man.
Yes. And personally, I'm excited for the moment in the trial when Trump will drop his pants and say, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Well, John, Ronnie, Jeff.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
About tonight. Trump's got himself a real New York jury. Red Lobster's in trouble, girl. And the newest Olympic sport is gynecology. So, let's get to the headlines. Let's begin with sports. All right, it's now just 100 days until the Summer Olympics when we find out which of the world's athletes is most like a dolphin. So, yesterday, Nike unveiled the new Team USA uniforms. And one of the options for women's track and field is getting a lot of attention. Oh, is this not getting your attention? Zoom in, zoom in. Right. We got your attention now. Look at this. That doesn't even come into mannequin's pussy, and she ain't even got one. This outfit should not be for Team USA. Team Brazilian? Absolutely. And what is the point of this? Are they trying to distract the other competitors? Folks just slamming in the hurdles like, oh, I forgot to jump. I was looking at that vagina. Don't nobody want to see this? What we want to see is that man from Tonga. Put him up. I miss you. In other sports news, NBA player Jontay Porter recently got caught gambling on his own team and even faking injuries to influence bets. And today, the NBA banned him for life. Yeah. It's the harshest punishment the NBA can hand down besides making you play for the Detroit Pistons. I mean, I guess it's easier to fake an injury than to play better. But still, fixing games is an unacceptable thing for an NBA player to do. Now, if it was the WNBA, I mean, listen, they are underpaid. You need a side hustle. You gotta do what you gotta do, sis. Now, moving on. If you're going on a bad anniversary dinner, I got some news for you. Red Lobster is considering filing for bankruptcy. Which is ironic because every customer in Red Lobster is already broke. Now, the report says it's because of expensive leases and labor costs, but you know who I blame? Men. That's right. Y'all aren't living up to Beyoncé's standards. Mm-hmm. Y'all not f***ing your woman good enough to earn that trip to Red Lobster. That's what happened. Your dick game is weak, and now an entire restaurant chain is going under. You should be ashamed of yourselves. But this doesn't affect me, though. I get my seafood from the tanks at an aquarium anyway. See, I'm dating this guy who gets in the scuba gear and cleans the glass. He brings me the best up. Have you ever had beluga whale? Ooh, it's delicious. But let's move on to the big story. The trial of Donald Cell Block J. Trump. In another edition of America's Most Tremendously Wanted.
The whole thing is a scam.
The courthouse is on break today, you know, because it's Wednesday. So when they let out yesterday, Trump celebrated with a little tour of New York's hotspots.
New York City may be heavily Democratic, but former President Trump campaigned there anyway Tuesday, visiting a bodega after jury selection in his Manhattan hush money trial wrapped up for the day.
God bless you, man.
Movie star.
Thanks so
much. Gonna be a movie star, huh?
Thank you.
Are you kidding me, Donald Trump? You're gonna tell an immigrant father that his son should get into acting? What is wrong with you? As soon as you leave, the dad is gonna be like, don't you listen to that crazy man. You're taking this store over when I die. By the way, if you're from New York, you know it killed all those guys to have Trump standing there in the store wasting everyone's time. That owner was 2 seconds from being like, hey, Donald, buy something or get the fuck out. Now, I will say, I mean, I'm surprised Trump didn't hit up the lotto machine while he was there. Dude owes over $500 million in fines. Can you imagine owing so much money that you have to hit Powerball just to get back to zero? Now, as for the actual trial, this week is all about picking a jury. And it might seem impossible to find 12 New Yorkers with an unbiased opinion of Donald Trump, but they're actually making some progress.
This morning, 7 jurors are sworn in to hear the historic criminal case against Donald Trump. So far, there are 3 women and 4 men. The foreman's originally from Ireland and still has the accent.
Yeah. Yeah, he better still have the accent. What's the point of telling me he's from Ireland if he doesn't have the accent? An Irishman with no accent is just a white dude in America. It's funny how the news can only point out someone's accent if they're white. You can be sure Wolf Blitzer's never gonna be like, he's originally from China and he's still got the accent. No, Wolf Blitzer, you're gonna get canceled, friend. Cancel. And look, if you're gonna be found guilty, you want to hear it in an Irish accent. It's so pleasing and charming. It's like, looks like you're training in a pedigitis for some toilet wine, me lad. I don't know why we look for me to do an Irish accent. It sounds crazy. Anyway, aside from Patty McGee, who else is on this jury?
It's an interesting cross-section of the kind of people in Manhattan, the jury of Donald Trump's peers.
There's an oncology nurse who said no one is above the law. A teacher from a family of police officers said President Trump speaks his mind. But a grandfather from Puerto Rico who called Trump fascinating and mysterious.
Fascinating and mysterious. He's not a Chanel fragrance. And this dude is the least mysterious person in life. He tells us everything he's thinking. I know the names of all the people he's had sex with. I heard the details of what his penis looks like. Like, the only mysterious thing about him is what animal they made his wig out of. For more on the jury selection, let's go live to the courthouse with Josh Johnson. Josh, what's the rest of the jury gonna look like?
Well, ideally, they'll end up with a jury that represents New York. And they already have a nurse, a teacher, and a Puerto Rican. So now they just need a white woman who calls herself a witch and feels bad about gentrifying, but definitely isn't moving. I'm told they're also looking for a subway masturbator and someone with a history. Someone with a history of being stabbed or stabbing. And to represent the views of Staten Island, they're looking for a fireman or a racist.
Racist against who?
Ideally, everybody. And of course, they're definitely gonna want a young, black man who's nicely dressed, non-threatening, and standing outside the courthouse right now.
Josh, are you trying to get on the jury?
Nah, I mean, if I'm called upon, that's my civic duty to, sure, yes, yes, I wanna be on the jury, yes.
Yes. Josh, why? No one wants jury duty. The only people who don't get out of jury duty are the ones who are stupid or hate their families.
Joke's on you, Dulce. I don't have a family or stupid.
Yo, what?
Look, the point is, in this economy... you need steady work. And being on a Trump trial is the steadiest work. This gig could last me for decades.
It's $40 a day. You can't make a living off that.
That's because you're not factoring in the potential bribe money. I'm not leaving anything on the table. Look, look, Trump. Are you looking? Look, Trump. I'm talking to you. Trump. Look, now. Hey, boy, 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 look, look. At the TV, now. For $400, you walk free. For $450, I'll put Stormy Daniels in jail, okay? I don't even know if I can do that, but I'm gonna try. As long as I can walk out of that courtroom with a check and a mink coat.
You can't pull off a mink coat. You're gonna look like a prepubescent Cat Williams. So you don't care about this trial. You just wanna be on the jury for selfish reasons.
Yeah, obviously. This thing's a cash cow. All these jurors are gonna get book deals, daytime TV appearances. At least one of them is gonna be on The Masked Singer. And I think I have what it takes to be a sexy wombat.
It's not easy money. Being part of a high-profile trial is exhausting.
Not this one. I can nap whenever Trump is napping. I'll dip my head when he dips his head. I'll bop up when he bops up. As long as we snore in rhythm, nobody will notice.
Josh, be serious. The leading presidential candidate is on trial. Isn't there a chance that he might finally face justice?
Explore more shows from The Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.